dump her when she just got first week to be sick. He dumped us and he disappeared. We knew what was going on.
That's typical men for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Ilona Europa, Accent On, Monday. I love my Mondays. Wow, time goes so fast. It's dark. I don't like that. I'm not the best driver. That's my problem. But hey, no choice. LA, we are driving all the time. But what can I say? Like I said, my perfect hour. Today is a really perfect hour because I found a new friend and we met not that long ago. We met on a Polish Film Festival, 18th years, Polish Film Festival, Los Angeles. And I don't know why I always say that angels or stars or God or good vibes are bringing people together. And I think this is the one of situation like that, and I think we will be hearing from her a lot through the next few months, or maybe even half year. We'll see. Okay, what is your name?
Good evening. This is Anna Sadowska, or Anya Sadowska, or Sadowska.
Okay.
Different ways of pronouncing my name, different sounds, different accents. Since this is an American radio, in English, I would say Anna Sadowska.
Okay, that's how you want? Okay, we can teach. We are teaching sometimes people how to speak Polish. Why not? Then we'll be Anna Sadowska. But because we are in LA and you're here for many, many, many years, your name is spelled a little differently. Sadowska? That's how people call you?
Anya Sadowska. That would be the most common.
They call you Anya or Anna?
I like Anya, but some use Anya, some use Anna. I respond to all and I love them all.
I'm telling you, obviously I'm Ilona and people are saying so funky ways. Ilona, Lona, Leona, Leona. I'm like, okay, whatever works. But yes, but Europa, that's good. That's my, of course, stage name. Then that's people remember then, whatever. Then nice to meet you.
Thank you.
This is the second, I think in a way, first time that we are meeting on the radio, officially.
Yes.
But yes, we had a good time on Polish Film Festival.
Yes.
Okay, absolutely. And I will talk a little bit more why Anya is here and why she's so special. And trust me, people, she's very, very special. But moment ago, somebody entered the studio. Can you put headphones on your head, mister? Gorgeous dude.
Shut up.
Oh, gorgeous dude. Okay. Come on. Are you tired of something? Closer to microphone.
A little bit.
Is your name, mister?
You know what my name is.
I know, but people don't.
It's Scott Travis.
You see, because if you say Scott Travis, it's sounding so cool. If I say Scott Travis, it's cool too, but it's in my way. Scott, you are...
I like your way better.
Oh, thank you. You are our friend. You are coming here, not a lot, but maybe like four times.
I think this is the fourth time, actually.
I know. And you smell so good.
Thank you. It's a new cologne.
I know. Mm. That's what we'll be talking about many, many things that is happening in your life.
There's a lot going on, trust me.
I think that this segment will be calling What's New?
What's New? That actually works.
What's new? Okay, but let's come back to Anya. Anya.
Anya's more important.
Anya is... No,
and I'm moving over here by her, so...
Okay, Anya.
Come on by.
Okay, I liked it, and I'm changing microphones. We have four of them. Okay. Now, you can join us on another chair. Oh, I love you. Will you? Oh, okay, we'll share the goodies
like
that you have...
I like this microphone better. This is kind of cool.
Okay, cool. Then, Anya. Anya, you are very smart lady.
Thank you. I like that start.
Yeah, that's a good start. Could you tell us a little bit of your life story? Because, I have mine own. I have my 20-something years of life in America, and I can talk and talk about my ups and downs. I think right now I am on the up, and then I'm very happy. A few years ago, I was down, But your life story is, in a way, typical from people who are coming from another countries in age of 15. You were 15, yes?
Yes,
but
I
you
was.
Came from unusual country. Can you tell us a little bit how did this happen that you moved to America in age of 15?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say thank you for having me. It's my great pleasure to be here and share a little bit of my story, and hopefully I can come back and talk more about segments of my story, personally and business-wise. Wow. But I immigrated here from Poland, as you said, in 1989, almost 30 years ago, with my family. And as you know, Polish people, Eastern European people wanted to get away from where they were at that time during communism for a better life. And we were fortunate and lucky enough to be able to follow our family members, be able to come to this country and get our visas and get legalized and start our life at the age of 15, which was a cursing and a blessing.
Yes. And what is good that you had a family with you and you were coming to family. When I moved here, I practically till this day, I don't have anybody as a Polish family here. And it was really, really tough. And my English still is not perfect, but it's very colorful and I learn on my own. But it was hard because I was alone. I missed so much everybody in Poland. I had career in Poland, and people sometimes think that the move to better place, what we call better place like America, is easier. But even when Poland had very big issues there and we had solidarity war, we had, all this up and down, upside down, what's happened in our country. Still, as a family, that was the place that I missed the most, everything about Poland. But America became my country, and of course, I love my country too. I have beautiful two countries that I'm really loving so much. But you being in Chicago...
Yes, then we landed in Chicago.
Typical Polish person who just lived in Chicago and means in Poland, because Chicago is Polish, mostly for Polish people, it's like Poland.
You are too funny. You're absolutely right. Chicago's mini Poland, and that came in very handy when we landed there. I have to give you a lot of credit, first off, that you were able to do that all on your own a little bit later in life. I have an identical twin sister that was always with me, my mom, my dad, my other sister, and their families were in Chicago. So it wasn't too bad, but it was a little bit difficult because of the age.
Teenager.
Teenager age.
Then you were one of those who just give mommy little trouble and daddy?
Absolutely. And I had the best buddy and partner in crime, my twin sister. We didn't need anybody.
Okay, Scott. Scott, I know a little bit your life, but people do not know too much about you.
I'm more interested in her.
Oh, we're coming back to her. you also have very unusual life story. And I will say she's Polish, I'm Polish. And, we had our unusual life stories, but yours is very interesting too, because right now you are a really entrepreneur. You are working completely for yourself in a way, but a few years ago you were working for corporations.
I was working for one of the studios.
For one of the studios, which means entertainment business, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And in finances.
Yes, I've been doing it for pretty much my whole career.
And when we will start, she was 15, when you will be going back to age 15, what type of human you are? How troubled you are?
Gosh, when I was 15, I wasn't very troubled at all. I've got Oh, I wasn't troubled at all. I was in high school.
You were a nice boy?
I was a nice kid. I was a little obnoxious. I was kind of born obnoxious, so my mom used to say that I, you know, probably smoked crack when I was born. I mean, I was like running all over the place, you know. My nickname, Squirrel, you know. Yeah, I was very, very energetic, let's put it that way.
That's wonderful. I will say, you will see why I'm saying, because you and Anya and myself, we have something in common. We are very energetic.
We're
and
blonde.
Pushy and blonde. Right now, yes, your hair is a little lighter. What you did. And in a way, even when she's in business and finance and she's a realtor and she's doing great stuff when it comes to help people with their mortgage and loans and stuff
we'll
like that.
We'll talk later. I need a new place.
You see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and also she's working with charity, and she had this moment in life that really was a little dark, and her life is like a book, which we'll go back to it too. The word book brings her closer to entertainment business. And then Anya, yeah, let's come back before we start talking business. People love life stories. Love stories people love too, but we'll be talking with Scott about his datings and stuff
Oh, God.
But let's... Okay, then you were 15. Mama and daddy... Sister is... The same like you, then her character brought trouble.
Absolutely.
Identical?
Everything the same, identical.
Double trouble.
But you have another sister, the third one. Was she
triple
similar?
Trouble?
Oh my gosh, poor mommy.
Were you close in age?
She's about 6 years younger, but.
Younger, okay.
Okay, so. Good. Okay, mamuś i tatuś, pozdrawiamy serdecznie. That was Polish. We are saying hi to mommy and daddy.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mommy and daddy name?
Mom is Barbara. She's in Chicago, and unfortunately, my daddy passed away.
I'm so sorry.
So he's no longer with us, but he can hear us.
Yeah, I'm sure my both parents are in the sky watching over me too, hopefully, and my sister too. Then, like I said, practically everybody's dead from my side. Sad story. But... Then high school passed, you little trouble girl, and then
college started. Full time job while in college, very very hard working. Passed opportunities were there, and we took them.
Yeah, but then what I'm saying, even when we were troubled to study and really studying well. If something says that okay, you can be a troubled person, but also you are smart.
Yes.
Okay then. Your sister too?
Yes.
She was studying the same?
Yes, we were studying the same, and we had similar jobs and babysitting at the time. We would babysit full time and go to school full time and go out full time and work part time on the weekends as well in the bakery.
Oh,
we
wonderful.
Had it all. We had a lot of energy.
What did you finish? What is the education that led you to what you are doing right now so successfully?
Associate degree in finance.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary. Mr. Scott, and your brain is so mathematician and money-oriented too, in a way.
I hate finance.
I know, but that's what you would do.
Life is finance.
I love it.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you have to know finance because you need to know how to... what was it my dad said to me years ago? He goes, if you have money, you need an accountant to tell you where to put it.
Yeah.
And then if you don't have money, you're bankrupt, then you need to know how much money you're bankrupt with, so you always need an accountant.
Wow. But but you cannot do all, and it's so scary. Nobody teaches you in school how to deal with your checkbook or something till this day.
We discussed that last time. Yeah.
I know.
They don't tell you that.
And they don't tell you, and I still don't know. It's petrifying because I pay CPAs, I pay everybody, and people say, why do you, not like you're making millions, you're supposed to do it on your own. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
You know, they have it's probably 90%, I'm probably exaggerating, but I'm maybe not, of people who just get out of high school, and they rack their credit cards up. They run out of money. They spend, and then their credit's crap by the time they turn to 22.
Yeah.
And because we don't learn all this when we're in high school.
So sad. And
nothing.
I don't understand why we cannot put accent on them. We need to find some smart person who be teaching young people.
I mean, they teach you how to balance your checkbook. They teach you how to do...
Who is using checkbook
right
now?
I know, but
if you're in,
let's say, you know, you have certain classes in school, like I had, you know, bookkeeping and accounting and stuff. I mean, they taught me all that stuff, all the balance sheets and everything, how to read them and all that. And that's great to know, but you don't know life lessons. You don't know life lessons on what to spend money on, what not to spend money on, how much everything's going to cost when I get out of college. Because, absolutely, you know, I'm not paying for college. Mom and dad are paying for college. You know, that kind of thing. It's it's really, really scary.
And
it's really scary.
You know, and when it comes to you, you were working for how many years with Corporation?
I think I got my first real finance job. I was 21, and I did it till 9 years ago.
And that's, you know, I want to...
And I'm not going to tell you my age, so just say approximately 20 years.
But I know that you were so fed up with this type of work, and your heart gave up.
My heart, yeah, it gave up. And I was working, I'd say, 18-hour days, 17-hour days. I'd go to work and it's so early in the morning to miss traffic, and then I'd stay really, really, really late because of work and traffic and whatever. And I get home, and then what'd I do? I worked. We're talking 2 hours a night, if that, sleeping. And after a while, it kind of takes a toll on your body.
I'm so happy you are talking to people because you decided to change your lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to my dad. He's the one that talked me into it. Oh. Actually, he didn't have to talk very hard.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes saying no to something that seems that is opportunity and money and everything, sometimes is right way to say no and just start life all over in different ways, yeah, which that's what you will do.
And that's what I did. I did a total 180.
But Anya didn't change her life. She really established herself. You established yourself as a finance.
My first love was mortgage, yes, and finance.
Well, this happened? Because in Poland, nobody really had their houses.
Oh, like, no, this was already in Chicago. My first love in Poland was parties.
Yeah, but, you know, we are not, in this age, we were not coming as a capitalistic brains, because when we were coming to America, we were still living very, like, sometimes protective lifestyle in Poland. Schools were free, you know, the education, practically you could choose from, if you know, it was like a lot of sports was protected by government, and I want to talk about that too, because you are a colorful girl. I cannot wait for our segments, you know. Then you were very good in sport, and that's started in Poland.
Professional swimming started at the age of 6. You get thrown in the pool, and if you're good, you're a pro. They decide for you.
Yeah, in Poland, I sang, till this day I sing, but there was the same situation. I sang, they gave me violin. I didn't like violin, but I had no choice because they decided she has great ear in age of like 10. And I got stuck with violin for like 6 years, and their opera just shoot me. Now I say thank you for that. But when I was 14, 15 and sang operas, then was like, I want a pop. I want a normal song. I couldn't. But then later, of course, I finished pop degree in a music academy. Then was better. But that's what our country was, Poland. They really just, if you had the talent, they allowed you to be just good at that. Yes.
They pushed you towards it. And I think a lot of our character today is built back on that state of mind and the communistic way of discovering professionals. So I thank them for it now.
Yes,
and
yes.
I didn't like it like you.
Yeah.
But I became, and my sister too, we became one of the better swimmers. And we were on the team, ended up swimming for 10 years professionally.
Wow. And you traveled.
And we traveled with the swimming team all over Poland and Eastern Europe.
Wow. Same with me. I just got this passport and I was traveling all around the world representing Poland festivals or just singing for kings and whatever they send me by and say go sing, and I always was going back to my country, and until I met my second husband. Boo. Anyway, then
never boo an ex. Never boo an ex. Because you know what? That ex is part of your past that made you who you are right now.
Stronger.
So even if it was a bad experience, good experience or indifferent, it still made you who you are.
I think that your dating TV show changed your mind, because a few months ago, you were in different zone. But you're right. Mm-hmm. You know, you are right. Our past, and we talk
everything that we do in our past makes us who we are right now.
And we have a choice. Puts us down. Oh, keeps us going up, and we are the very energetic people. We'll never let it go. And
you're the person that makes it either a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You choose the way you're going to go.
You see? Anya, we agree with
that. Well, yes, and they say there's never anything so bad that will not turn out to be good. I strongly believe
in that. That's true. And you know, the old adage, glass half full, glass half empty.
Yeah.
So that's how you just pick your life. If you're going to be miserable, you'll act
wake
miserable.
Up in the morning and you have the glass half and half.
And have fun with anything you do in life.
Exactly.
Like we mentioned, spelling and pronunciation of my name in the beginning of the show. Yeah. I don't care what people say. And I find that if I misspell somebody's name or miscall them, they correct me and they get angry. I don't care. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Apologize. I'm sorry to mean to mispronounce your name and leave it at that.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Then Anu, we are getting very close to just explain people really what are you doing right now in LA. And I promise she will be back for her segments and we'll be talking on everything what we touch right now. We'll be talking deeper and deeper. But right now you are in LA for almost 17 years, yes?
That's right. I moved here in 2001, came from Chicago with Wells Fargo Bank.
Great year.
Why?
2001.
That was the what?
9/11.
First earthquake.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2001 wasn't that great. You know.
It was a nice welcome.
Yeah.
And you left whole family behind, and you are now in Los Angeles, and you are having your own business.
Wait, you left your whole family behind?
Yes, they're all in Chicago, and some are still back
home.
Wow.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know.
That's
building
that's
her
hard,
own.
Though, probably.
They call it the geographic move, and there's a reason for it, but let me just say I moved with work.
Okay.
Just tell us, if I will ask Anna Sadowska, what are you doing in Los Angeles? I know how good you are, and I post all your wonderful bio on my Facebook on Accent On. People can read. It's pretty great. Then tell us your story here. How did you start it here in Los Angeles, and who you are working with, and who are you working for, and who is Anna Sadowska?
Well, thank you for posting my bio. That is just a professional version from my website that you posted. But that is who I am professionally.
Yes.
I do have a real estate business. It's called Crisana Luxury Real Estate. And I am the solo broker owner. I love what I do. And as I said earlier, my first love was mortgage. So I still am connected and part owner of a mortgage company where we originate refinance primarily residential loans. So
you have a lot of awards. It's like always people who are doing so well, they don't like to talk about that because they don't need to, you know, they don't need to in a way. But, you know, it's staying as a woman in this business who is mostly...
It is not male. It is not. There's a lot of women in real estate, especially.
You have just talk about which cities, you know.
Yes.
L.A. might have a lot of men as real estate realtors, but go to Oregon and it's all women.
Really?
Yeah. It just
very
depends on where. It's really weird.
Then do you think you are in competition with somebody? Or you are competition with yourself? How you are finding your clients? Who they come to you? Who are your people?
You're always in competition in this business with someone. But
it's true.
My clients, I love my clients. I still have clients in Chicago, believe it or not, that I keep in touch with and do business out there as well. Mm-hmm. But my clients in Los Angeles, I would say most of them, 80%, came from the mortgage business. And mortgage and real estate goes together. So you have your purchase loan or refinance loan, or you represent the buyer or seller in the transaction, or you have your commercial clients. And it just all goes together. Lots of referrals. If you do a good job and you put your client as number one, which I had to learn for me, it didn't come natural. I had to teach myself that my client's always number one and their needs need to be met first. And it's a tough, especially real estate portion of the business is very, very tough.
And you were using all these funky awards like mortgage, loan, and, you know, buyer's needs against need of you as a seller. You know, sometimes you can twist them, but now you know and you feel like really what your client wants, that's what needs to be delivered, you know.
Yes.
The most, that's all what we'll be talking about in our segments. We'll be teaching people a little bit to understand this business, and because it's petrifying when you want to buy something or sell something or just go to business with somebody, it's like, oh, I have no idea. But, you know, obviously they can get in touch with you. Let's give people who listen your maybe name again, how we can find you.
You can find me, Crisana Luxury Real Estate is the name of my company.
It's a tough name. Could you spell for us?
C-R-I-S-S-A-N-N-A. Crisana Luxury Real Estate. I don't think I need to spell that. I do. Yeah,
that's my point. No, that's me. When I hear, you know, I'm sometimes, but it's very good that you give it to us. Or go to
ChrisAnnaRealEstate.com or Facebook, or just type my name on Google. Anna Sadowska, phone number 323-899-1351, open 24/7.
I love that.
Wonderful. Or go to Facebook, Accent On. I have everything links there, and it's very easy to find Anya. Anna, for 1 second, let's focus.
You don't need to focus on me. I'm really enjoying this, actually.
I know.
Now you have to come get your listings. And
yes, but because I could, it's always like that. It's meant to be. I don't know why I paired both of you today, but could be that that's what you need in the future. Then you'll be dealing with Anya, that's for sure. Okay, Scott, we didn't see each other 6 months, and you need to rewind, yes, our life, because last time when you came here, you had your candle story. Can you tell us your business right now?
Well, I do private label candles. I also do celebrity branding. So I've got a number of celebrities. I actually have this huge list. I haven't done half of them yet. We're still working on them, as you know, as they go down. But I have, like, some great celebrities that I'm working with. I mean, Sheena is one of them. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We have four different scents for her. And then we have the brand new one that's coming out for her, Raising the Vibration of this. Oh, God, she's going to kill me for forgetting this. Raising the Vibration of the State in the World, or Country in the World.
Yes.
Raising the Vibration of the Country in the World. Okay. Oops. Sorry, Sheena. She's probably listening right next door.
Yeah,
she smells really good right away. What?
It smells really good.
Now it smells, what smells really good. Oh, thank you. I've branched into colognes also. So I've got like my celebrities. I've got like Sheena. We've got my mom, my stepmother, Kathy Garber, who was Sissy in Family Affair. Late 60s, early 70s. Not many people remember.
Hey, I remember. Candles.
And then I have her signature scent. I've got Carolyn Hennessy, who's like, she was on General Hospital and Cougar Town.
Wonderful.
And she's actually in the web series that I'm producing and directing and everything with my stepmother. It's like Family Affair reunited 50 years later kind of thing. Where she's in charge of the family, and she has her sister's twins, and
it's, gosh!
And there's, instead of Mr. French, there's Frenchie, his nephew. It's being written by a good friend of mine, Terry Ray, and so that's one section. And then we have I've got Renee Lawless, who's on the Have and the Have Nots, which is a great show. It's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. It's a Tyler Perry show. She's so wonderful. Carolyn Hennessy and Renee Lawless and my stepmother. Oh, my God, all three of them. And the funny thing is all three of them are going to be in the web series. Oh, interesting.
I wonder how this works.
They're all best friends in the web series, which is really cool. It's like this is killer scene, and it's just I'm really excited about it. We start filming in January.
Beautiful.
And then I've got, who else do I have? I'm Michael Vaccaro. Actually, we were supposed to, he's an actor, writer, director, producer. He's in a Child of the 70s, which is on the internet. We did a cologne for him, which was my very first cologne. I've never made a cologne before in my life. And he asked for a cologne. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm creative. I can do it. Okay, so I did it. And then now we have my own cologne, which is TNT, which
lovely.
Which a certain lovely. Somebody we know was in my commercial.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
And then we have my brand new one, which is One Hunt, which is I'm wearing right now, which is I'm doing a tribute to my dad. And we're filming the commercial in 2 weeks. And see what else is there. And I have a brand new one that just came out. I'm really excited about this one. Tawny Kitaen.
Okay.
Now, Tawny Kitaen, we met very organically, actually, a week ago. And I just asked her, and she was just so excited about it. But Tawny Kitaen, she was in you probably guys don't remember this, but it was one of my favorite movies as a child. It's called The Perils of Gwendolyn.
Okay.
And she was Gwendolyn. It was like really, it was, She was also in all the White Snake videos. And she was in Santa Barbara, which is like my favorite soap back in the day.
Well, I see you on the Facebook. People can really go to your page on the Facebook, and they will see all the connections because you post beautiful pictures, and all of these people are alive. They're your friends.
Yeah, and I kind of put everything
it's
together.
Family, it's like family.
I mean, not just that. I mean, it's like my, as Sheena would say, my tribe. Oh shit, my tribe. I almost knocked over all the candles. And it's, I don't know, it's just like I bring them in, it's like we have this little, I don't know, it's like a little, what's that phrase from camping, when you know,
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya moment, you know? And we're, you know, all in a little family, which I think is really great.
Absolutely.
But not only that, but it's like I merge everything into one. I can't separate anything. I'm not one of those people that can compartmentalize. Never been able to do it. Ask my mom, ask my dad, ask anybody who knows me. I cannot compartmentalize, ever. So I just merge everything together. It's like my Facebook has my candles, me, my friends, my colognes, you know, the web series I'm doing, the other series that I'm doing.
That.
And I just put it all together.
Because, you know, we are not business. We are humans.
We're branding ourselves, too.
Business. And, you know, and I really believe that if listeners or people who we meet fall in love with us or just find us interesting, they will want to learn more about us. And I think when you present yourself this way and you have nothing to hide, it's just, that's my life, you know. And social media is supposed to be like this, not supposed to be about pictures with having naked bodies.
Oh my God, don't go there.
You know, I just really need to be socializing, which means we want to find a little bit more, not our horrible things, nobody wants that until you know somebody, but really like getting closer to who you are as a human. And, you know, and you don't say also about your charitable life, because you really supply a lot of your product to a lot of charities. And Anya also is very, very good, you know, promoting and helping charitable causes too. Then I think, I don't know what we'll be doing together. I know that last 6 months, I'll come back and you'll tell a little bit people about your charitable contacts. But, you know, I pair you with Scott, with Yannick Collin. He's the young, beautiful, very talented Canadian actor who was studying here for a few years as an actor. And, you know, I also recorded some rap parts on a music single with a great singer, Abby. And then I knew that you were like him maybe for your first commercial, which I post on my Facebook too. You were gladly accepting him. He's supposed to be here right now. He was just flying from Canada. And I'm telling you, people, they stopped him on
the
border.
What happened? I want to hear about this one.
You know, I know very little because of his heartbroken. He's supposed to be here. And I know his girlfriend has a birthday. And he just needs... wanted to start his next chapter in America after leaving for a few months and coming back. But I think he just has not long enough. He stayed in Canada then. This could be a week or two. That's it. But, you know, the rules are rules. And he's very young and probably didn't think about it. He said, oh, I miss America. And I don't know. I didn't talk to him. But hi, Yannick. We love you. He wrote me, I'm so sorry. Say hi to everybody. But
so is it just pushed back a few weeks or something like that?
Yes, I think so too, you know. But, yeah, how crazy.
Hopefully.
This world is crazy, you know.
Well, can you, let me know the date since he's in the next commercial.
I understand. And I know he'll be talking to you and me. I know how broken he is right now being, that's horrible. Being ready and being there and people ask you a question and say, nope, whatever they say. Anyway, we love you. All will be okay. Don't worry. You're young, gorgeous, and beautiful and talented. And we all know that things will work out in the end. Everything will be just
everything
fine.
Does.
And you, Anna, could you tell us a little bit about the charity that you are, I don't know what to say, favoring, but it's something close to your heart, yes?
Oh, yes. I've been through some things in my life where I overcame my darker side of myself, and giving back to me is something that comes from my higher power, maybe, my relationship with my higher power. It's not something that I learned listening to books and talking to accountants, as we discussed earlier, in finance business, although they recommend that too. It just came to me as part of saying thank you for my life and for giving me a second chance in life. So primarily I like to go to hospitals and institutions for mentally ill, the less fortunate, you know, addicts, homeless shelters, and sometimes just have a little talk, sometimes bring them food, sometimes take them out for a drive, because they don't get to do that. And many people don't know that. We live our lives, we go about our lives, and most people ignore the homeless on the street. And I give them a buck or two.
It's not just that. It's like even the people who have money, all they do is just write a check. Yeah, money's great. Don't get me wrong. But they need more like what you're giving them. You're
time.
Giving them not just time, but you're giving them yourself.
Time.
You're not just writing a check.
Yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I would love to maybe, in short, tell the story, because we heard the story on Polish Film Festival, in a big gala a time. We had an amazing Polish lady who nobody knew who she is. I forgot her name. I will maybe tell next Monday. She just flew from Bielsko-Biała, and they just asked her to speak on Polish Film Festival, and she was just mother that her daughter, the baby, was in hospital, and she needed to stay for like 14 days with the child, but Polish hospital in Bielsko-Biała had
no I beds, heard that. That's
had
amazing
no
story.
Beds for parents, and she was practically on the floor lying, you know, and then a beautiful lady, full of energy like us, she just decided to raise money for the beds for parents if children are sick, and she was successful. She did this, and then she had this amazing idea, and I still need to research a little bit about how this happened, but her connection with Tom Hanks, who they just gave her, gave Polish Fiat.
We're talking full circle, because Tawny Kitaen was in a bachelor party with Tom Hanks.
Oh, no, look at you. Oh. That's
See?
Amazing. And, but Tom Hanks likes funky cars and has lots of them, but she decided to restore very tiny Polish Fiat 125, which 125,
126.
The tiniest European, Eastern European car from like 30 years ago, and just sent to Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks just gives so much money right now to this hospital that probably hospital will never have any more problems with beds or whatever is the next, you know, things that she's raising for. I would love to have her on. She was charming on the, you know, and it was like so outside. Everybody was talking about awards and films, and they brought this beautiful lady, gorgeous. Now I saw on a Facebook, I put this link maybe soon, because she just met Tom Hanks, and they are friends, and it's just family right now. Wow, how this happened? People want to help. People are good. People
I would love to have my own foundation one day, and that's
very nice.
What I will do.
Yeah.
Yes, wonderful. Okay.
That's an advantage of having money.
Yeah. Then we are getting closer and closer, because Mr. Scott, the greatest, he talks about him being producing stuff and writing probably on stories. And you, Anya, you're writing your own book, yes?
I am.
Then tell us a little bit. That's so cool. The idea is really great, I think.
Oh, it's going to be a comedy. It's basically a story of us two twins growing up in communism and overcoming some challenges of growing up in communism, but not being aware because we had one another, and just having a lot of fun throughout the years, starting from age two and the stories that my mom told us, and traveling a lot together and having parties in Poland and bonfires and shipping cars back and forth through continent, and just not being aware that a single person or a sibling without a twin, it's the twinhood, not just a sibling, that basically washed out what the unfortunate circumstances were, and we didn't realize that until we were maybe 2-3 years ago.
You know that for last 1 month we were having on Today shows more and more both sister, our president, Bush daughters, and they wrote this gorgeous book about sisterhood, and now like just really it's for over a week I hear more and more sisters coming and describing how just important it is to being happy together. And I had sister too. She died very tragically then. But yes, I could say the happiest time of my life was when she was protecting me, because she always was protecting me. I was the trouble. She was the one, you know, and then she her life went so crazy. Who would think? I lost her, you know. And did you have?
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
An answer.
long story short, too late. I'm created this scent for my dad, and I'm doing it as a tribute to him. I just lost my cousin, and not from his side. It's actually my stepfather. So not from his side. It's from my mom's side. I lost my cousin, and my cousin is a twin.
Identical twin?
Identical twin. And I could never even tell them apart when they were kids. In their early 30s, I think. Early 30s, late 20s, I think. And he just passed away in a car accident, a motorcycle accident. My question for you is, long story short, because the reason why I thought of it is because I am creating a scent for my cousin in tribute to him also, hopefully by the end of the year. But my question is this, is that when you're a twin, is there some sort of thing between both of you?
Like magical connection that nobody understands?
I saw my other cousin, Jimmy. My cousin Brian is the one that passed away. And I saw Jimmy at the funeral and at the memorial, and he was beyond devastated. And he was also the one that said wait to pull, to take him off the life, his brother off the life support system. First thing I thought was maybe there's some sort of thing that you guys have, telepathy or however you say it. Because Jimmy said, no, not yet. Like, I didn't want it to happen yet. But I don't know if there's something between them that, since Brian passed away, Jimmy was devastated. I just don't know if there's that connection between the twins. You know what I mean? There's always these movies about they can talk to each other, they finish each other's sentences and all this stuff, and I've never even really seen any of that, so I was just curious.
I can tell you that they're, first of all, I feel very sorry for your cousin.
Thank you.
I can't even imagine losing my twin.
Two terms in Pakistan, the Middle East.
Okay.
Two terms. Comes back in
both
car
of them?
Accident.
Both of them?
Yeah.
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 Well, there is a huge, big difference between a connection between two identical twins,
mm-hmm.
and fraternal twins.
Okay.
So, since you told me they were identical, I cannot imagine what this guy is going through right now. Because as far as telepathy or some kind of magnetic connection, I don't believe in that. I don't think we think the same at the same time about the same things, especially
mm-hmm.
being apart in different cities. But I do believe that identical twins like the same things. They like the same people. Mm. They like the same careers. They think the same, and they are connected. It's very easy for identical twins to be best friends. And when you lose an identical twin, you lose your best friend, somebody that you really, really trust, somebody that understands you, because DNA is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You share the same
DNA. It's the
DNA.
Same cell split right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you like to eat the same? Do you? Obviously, you are beautiful. I know you love sport, and you'll talk more about this. And you have a special type of diet, and you will teach us how to look hot like you. But your sister had a baby, and how she deals with—is she identical when it comes to your body image? The same like you? Is she still into sports? Is she eating properly? How does this work? She has a baby right now, yes? How old is the baby?
The baby's already 7, so...
Oh,
she's bounced back.
She's bounced back fast.
And you're eating the same things? You like the same taste?
Very similar.
Ouch.
Yeah, you don't have that... I do believe that there's some sort of connection, because I know that I met one set of twins a long time ago that they... One lived in Los Angeles and one lived in New York. And the one in New York had an issue... And was totally down in the... I mean, we're talking total almost suicide. And his twin felt it. Mm. Something was wrong. And he called his brother and boom. He found out. So it's like he had a gut instinct kind of thing. I don't know if it's gut or if it's, I don't believe in telepathy.
I never had that gut instinct about something mm-hmm. with my sister or her
or
about
you feel
me.
Anything?
Like in the
like
same
you get tingles
moment.
All of a sudden if you think
no,
about it.
No,
okay.
We never had that, but it could be within a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have
then
to be the same moment.
Then when you were both angry, who first said sorry?
Neither one of them said
that's
sorry.
What I was
neither
just
one.
Say, yeah.
And they both have apologies from like, you know, 20 years ago.
Oh, no words need to be spoken.
Yeah. Oh, they just went away after a while.
It just goes away and you move on. And yeah.
Sometimes I never say sorry. I'm like, what is the sorry? Oh, I didn't mean to. What does this mean? I didn't mean to. Why did you do it? You didn't mean to, you know? It's like funky. But yeah, I agree. Sometimes sorry is like not necessary. Just do better and just forget it.
And you guys you're lucky. You are lucky also because you had brothers and sisters, yeah. Or sisters. I was an only child.
Yeah.
Well, until I turned 12, and then my mother married my stepfather, and then they had my brother and sister. You know, I was already gone.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
High school. I lived in the same house with my brother for a year and 2 years.
Yeah, this stuff.
And then never with my sister. So I was gone. You know. So I never had a older brother or younger brother, really, because you know there's not really. I hate to say this. He's my brother and she's my sister, but we don't really have a
connection. Because memory.
It's not a connection. It's like we don't really have a. I mean. We don't really talk. I mean, it's like it's
memory.
It's not. There's no memories together.
Memory.
That's what it is. There's no memories together.
I always say to my beautiful daughter Natashka, I say that's the most important things in life.
Yeah.
You know, when you close your eyes and you smile to your own memories. You know, and just that's all what we tried right now to live life like. You know, every day do something, and we purchase. Yeah. I don't know if you know. Right now, you can purchase like pass to the movies. Mm-hmm. Monthly, yearly pass. You pay like $10 a month. You can see every movie in a movie theater.
Oh, cool.
It's cool. And yesterday went first, you know, there was a scary movie, a horrible movie. I will never choose. But because I didn't need to, in a way, pay, because we'll see four movies in a month, minimum four or five. It was like so nice to say, okay, I expand myself. I just sat, saw something that I would never choose because I would never pay for this type of the movie. Mm-hmm. It was good, but it was whatever. Then, life is about memories, and this was weird memories, but I will remember this breaking my horror. You know, I don't like horrors. I don't like stuff like that. But I went there.
It's funny about memories, though, is that I used to have an issue with like my brother's relationship with my mom and my relationship with my mom, and I always stood up sort of like, I'm the one that had her first. I have all these memories that you don't even know about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And then I thought, after thinking about it one day, I was like, you know, I have all her memories till I was 12 years old. I remember everything about my mother and everything that happened in her life, whether she believes it or not. Every little thing down to the couch cover and, you know, an umbrella that broke going to a supermarket. You know, I remember every little thing. But my brother remembers everything from when I was 12 until now that I don't know anything about.
Know
I don't know what my mom likes nowadays.
I know.
I don't know what, you know, I know what she liked back then. So it's like I had the first 12 years, and he had the memories from the, you know, the rest of them.
Just cherish what we have.
So, yeah.
Allow people have their own memories, you know, and we can have together, like today, look at you, acting on Ilona Europa with our amazing guests. We, for the first time, three of us met together in the studio, but I really believe we will have story to say, and maybe we'll be friends forever, because the charitable events can bring us together, scent of your candles and scent of your perfumes. You have the new one, I still, we didn't say the name. Is it still on the tribe?
No. The new scent is called One Hunt.
Again?
One, O-N-E, Hunt, H-U-N-T.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
One Hunt. It's mainly because my stepfather's last name was Huntsberger. So
we were
just going to call it Hunt, but apparently another company has the name.
Oh,
so
okay.
We did One Hunt, which I really like.
You know, it's so hard to describe.
And Sheena's the one that thought of it, to be honest with you.
Very smart. Hi, yeah. Sheena. But how to describe scent? How can you describe people? People can also. He smells good.
Okay, I'll tell you. This is really easy to describe.
Is
scents.
It?
It's really
because
easy.
Because we have three right now. The Prometheus was
actually
first.
There's four.
Four right
but
now.
But the fourth one's still in production. But the first one, very easy. Vodka, and it smells like amaretto.
Oh, I love
that's
amaretto.
The first one. That's Michael Vaccaro's. It smells like vodka with you know, amaretto, like a vodka martini with amaretto. My second one, it's called TNT, Trials and Tribulations. That's more citrus. It's like very citrusy with a kind of a spice.
And I love this name.
And mine now, I would have to just say it's a spicy tree.
Spicy tree.
Spicy tree.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of sandalwood in it, and it just smells spicy tree. Beautiful.
It is amazing.
It's a spicy tree. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. And you found yourself, man. You found yourself, found your passion.
I found a passion that I can't get rid of, no matter how hard I try. No, I'm trying, actually. But I love it. It's actually great. Like the scent, I'm giving tribute to my dad. Half the proceeds are going to prevention of suicide, because he took his own life 4 years ago.
And my sister committed suicide.
Yeah,
also.
And it's awful. So it's, you know, awful. Half of the proceeds for his cologne and his. It's also going to have a candle too, because I'm going to use the cologne for the candle. Half of the proceeds are going to go to suicide prevention.
God bless you.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, he took his life. I understand why. I know why. Still, it's hard. And I would not want to see this on somebody else. I would not want to see somebody else's parent. Parent.
Yeah.
My parent. Mom. Not friend. Not brother or sister.
Yes.
Parent. Who he had for his most of his whole life, minus 12 years. Whole life. Take his own life.
I know.
And when you talked to him the day before and you didn't know anything was wrong.
Yeah. Then I saw my sister 2 days before she committed suicide. Yeah. And my parents, like I said, like no logic in what's happened. Mm-hmm. There's no logic. Nobody really knows what's happened. And nobody knows what really happened. A really scary way she decided to, you know, end her life. But I saw her, and I saw maybe she wasn't, like, full of life, like I always remember her. But never, ever, ever, ever would thought that this would be the last 2 days of her life. And like you say, my mother not only never was the same, but I think she lost will for life, and she has vision. She always saw her around. She had to just, somebody could say she was not here anymore in a real way, you know. But she lived many, many years after my sister died, and she was the most wonderful human being ever. And I think I only understood her, and everything what people thought about her that is not normal, I understood 100%, 100% her vision, her seeing my sister, talking to her, looking for human passing the street and looking like my sister, believing that is my sister, you know what? And I wanted her believe that yes, if you see my sister there, she probably was their mama for you, you know. And because how can you heal somebody's heart who is bleeding every second of the life? She never was the same. And
yeah.
You know, then yeah, it's tough to talk about stuff like that, but I think also people who are in very bad shape, they need to remember that they are gone, but the people who love them so much, they
are
need
still
to
here.
Live with that forever, and it's tough.
It's not just suicide. I mean, look at like my grandparents, 68 years together, 68 years, yeah. never was apart except for work. My grandfather went to a gas station, my grandmother went to a, you know, a computer office. Other than that, 68 years together. He passed away last year. She's like,
I know.
I don't know how she, I mean, I don't know how she goes day to day to day to day. I mean, my mother passes away. She has she never spent a night in that house that they shared. That night she went to my grandmother's house, who happened to live down the street, and she's lived there ever since. She never went back to the house except to, well, not to spend the night. She went there to get rid of all the furniture and all the stuff and put stuff in storage and stuff, but never spent another night in that house. I don't know, and I lost my partner 7 years ago. We were together for, you know, a few years, and I didn't know how to deal with it. It took me 3 years to get over it, mm-hmm. thinking it was my fault the whole time. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, there's different kinds of death, there's different kinds of life, but the people that are still here on Earth need to realize we're still here on Earth. Or if you want to consider this heaven, hell, Earth, whatever you want to call it, you're still here.
Yeah.
Until you leave.
Make the best
of it. So make the best of it.
Make the best and take care of each other. And that's our, I think, calling for today. I know Anna will be talking more. And we'll be like intertwining our discussions like we do with Scott. And I love Scott always coming because we have this unusual conversation.
We never stick to one thing ever.
Can I add something?
Never bring an outline with you. Never bring with you. You'll never stick to it.
Yes.
I have to add this since you were talking about your grandparents being together for so long. I have a very dear client that's 96 years old. She just sold her home 3 years ago, and in the last 3 years, her husband of 50 years passed away, and her boyfriend of 18 years passed away 3 months after.
Yeah. And talking about somebody, wait. Say that again?
Yes, she had a husband that she was separated from, but they were still married, and then she also had a boyfriend for the last 18 years.
Oh, okay, she had 96. A boyfriend for 18 years. Yes. I thought you said that she had a boyfriend of 18 years. I'm like, whoa.
That would be something new.
90 what, and she had an 18-year-old? Okay. That was
well, the point of the story is that they both passed away. She's 96, and they passed away within 3 months of one another, and she is as strong as can be. Yeah. And she just bought a $250,000 Rolls Royce.
Oh, and my gosh. And oh, we love her.
And I love her. And she's such an inspiration
to me. We need to bring her to our show and talk to her.
Forgive me for
life.
Asking, but what nationality is she?
She is European, English, French. She's a mutt.
I will say this. Europeans have more, in my eyes, more strength when it comes to something like that.
Absolutely.
Because they've dealt with it for so many, millions of years, whatever, you know, whatever, hundreds, thousands, whatever. Where United States, we have going on in our lives.
And honestly, that's why Accent On exists, because when we bring people from many different countries, we all have our strengths.
Yeah, and everybody's different.
And I think if we have conversations like that, because our lives are very similar, we love, we fall in love, we fall out of
we
love,
lose.
We die, we lose, we have bad luck.
We have bad days,
luck.
We have good days.
But yes, but sometimes we need just somebody's strength to get us through all of this.
Remember my motto of my cologne, TNT.
Yes.
It's always a balance. Yes and no, love and hate, up and down. There's always a balance, right?
And let's remember that.
My cologne is called Trials and Tribulations.
I like that.
The cologne itself is the balance of trials and tribulations in everybody's life.
And smells very good. And again, today we need to finish because that's over.
Oh my gosh, 6:55, that went fast.
And again, could you, because my accent is an accent.
My accent is an accent.
An accent. Please, your name one more time.
Anna Sadowska.
And you represent a business that?
Kresana Luxury Real Estate. My information is phone number 24/7 323-899-1351.
I like the 24/7, by the way. Keep that.
Absolutely.
And we will be.
Minus the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay.
And we'll be talking to Anna on our monthly basis. Once a month, we'll pick the date and we'll be talking about life, about Eastern Europe, about her life here, and very unusual life story, but
and
very successful
estate.
Woman.
And
real estate, obviously, we'll be learning something, but it will be much easier to learn when we talk this way, I think.
I am flattered.
Lovely. And, of course, Scott, your name is?
Scott.
Nope. And your
it's Scott Travis, and I own CBTCandle.com. CBTCandle.com, and we've got Facebook is what it's under Scott Travis or CBT Candle LA.
And we'll get and some then, candles we'll be smelling, and I love them. And if people want to contact Scott, please go there and order your own line of candles. Because I know he can do that for you and doesn't need to be millions of them. There could be shorter version a line. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if you have a lot of money and you own scent, own perfumes, you call him too. And
or if you want to carry my products in your store, I can do that too.
Yeah, we'll think. Think, people. Just, call us, contact us. We love you for listening
and
for today.
Check the website because we always have something new going on, especially in November and December.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Some price down probably. Thank you so much.
Oh, no. New names, new celebrities that are going to be coming on board, and they're not small celebrities.
Then in a few months we are coming back and we'll learn more.
Yes, definitely.
And we didn't talk about dating, but
that's okay. I don't want radical dating on YouTube. It's on episode 6. Now it's episode 7 next Tuesday, and don't worry, it'll be fun.
Thank you so much, because they'll kill me. Bye-bye if I don't finish so.
3 minutes.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
One is Cuba, one is on the beach. Okay?
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.